Long time no speak, no hear. I mean, you can't see me, but it's been a long time. Anyway, hello everyone, my name is Sam, and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I know it's been a little while since I've recorded pronunciation challenges consistently here, but I've got a few coming up for you guys, because unfortunately, Arissa will no longer be recording for us, so I will be taking her place. So you will hear my voice a little bit for the next little while. Anyway, that's enough about me. Let's get on to our video for today. So today's video is called Lab-Grown Meat is Coming to Your Supermarket. Ranchers are Fighting Back. So lab-grown meat means meat that was grown in a lab. And you might be thinking, what do you mean? You don't grow meat. You can't make meat in a lab. Well, this video is about a company who is trying to artificially create meat using, I'm actually not sure, using like a sample from a real animal and then, I guess, kind of like cloning the cells, like copying the part of that animal over and over to make something that is a lot like real meat, which is pretty cool. I thought this was a really interesting concept because I feel like it could solve a lot of problems in the world, a lot of food problems, and it also means that I can eat meat without feeling bad that it used to be an animal, which I do sometimes feel bad about. But anyway, let's get on to our challenge. We're one part pharma, one part biotech, and a whole bunch of regular food company. So this is a short sentence, but I really like it. So one more time. We're one part pharma, one part biotech, and a whole bunch of regular food company. So this sentence is describing the company. This is the someone in the company describing what the company is like. So that means that, you know, our company is composed of some pharma, some biotech, and some regular food company. So let's get into our vocabulary. Our first word is pharma. Pharma. And pharma is kind of like a short form for the term pharmaceutical or pharmaceuticals. I'll get into that in 1 second. So all you really need to know is when you see this either word pharma or when you see pharma as a prefix, that it is talking about medicine. So let's go into our two next words. So pharmacy, a pharmacy is somewhere where they sell medicine. Some people call it a drugstore, but also depending on where you are in the world, some people will call pharmacies and drugstores different things. I call them the same thing. For me, a drugstore is the same thing as a pharmacy, and they usually sell, you know, medicine and toothpaste and stuff like that. So that's a pharmacy. Pharmacy. Remember, the PH makes an F sound. It's not paharmacy or anything like that. Pharmacy. And next we have pharmaceuticals. So like I just mentioned, pharmaceuticals, it's essentially a fancy word for medicine. For example, if you work for a company that makes medicine, you would usually say that you work for a pharmaceutical company. Pharmaceutical. And next we have biotech. So once again, this is a short form of two different words. So bio, right? So biotech is the combination of biology and technology. So that kind of makes sense when you think about it in this context, right? Because they are dealing with biology because of the meat aspect of everything. They also make other things that aren't meat, by the way. They also make other things, other foods that replace meats or other animal products. So it's anything to do with animals, right? So that is all biology. Biology is anything that relates to nature, right? Plants or animals or anything like that. So that's biology. And then technology, of course, you all know the word technology. So biotech is the intersection between biology and technology. It's where biology meets technology. So that's biotech. And once again, that is just a short form, right? So biology, technology, biotech. And then next, he said, a bunch of regular food company. So of course, they make food. So they're a food company, just like any other food company. That's what he means by that. So one part, you know, so normally when you talk about a recipe, you say, you know, one part sugar, one part water, one part flour. That just means that is the ratio. So it could be 1 cup sugar, 1 cup water, 1 cup flour, or it could be 2 cups sugar, 2 cups flour, 2 cups water, right? So that's what he means. He's kind of talking about the ratio in the company. So one part pharma, one part biotech, and a whole bunch of regular food company. It's kind of like that's the mix of things that create the company. So when he says a bunch, so how much is a bunch? So this is one of those things that there is no exact definition, but I will tell you how I feel about the term bunch. So I think most of you know the terms a lot and some, right? I have some sugar here. Let's say I have a bag of sugar. I have some sugar, right? Some is a little bit more than a little bit. So let's say I say a little bit of sugar. That's not much. And then some sugar is more than that. And if you have a lot of sugar, that means that maybe you have a big bag of sugar, right? That is a lot of sugar. So where does a bunch fit into all of this? I think a bunch is maybe between some and a lot. Some doesn't sound like very much, and a lot sounds like a lot, of course. So a bunch, I think, is somewhere between that. You know, I've got a bunch of sugar means like a good amount, you know, a pretty decent amount of sugar, but not a lot, but still more than some. That is my very unscientific explanation of a bunch. A bunch can also mean, you know, a bunch of flowers or something like that, meaning like a group of flowers, a bundle of flowers, right? A bunch can also mean that something is in a group, but it is often used to describe an amount of something. So a bunch. And that is it for our vocabulary. I'll read our challenge again and we'll wrap it up. We're one part pharma, one part biotech, and a whole bunch of regular food company. That is it for today. Thank you all, my lovely VoiceTubers, for listening. And my question for everyone today is, would you eat lab-grown meat? Wow, that rhymed. That rhymed. So would you eat lab-grown meat? This meat that they're showing in the video, you can check out the video and let me know, would you trust this meat? I mean, I don't know if I would try it right away, but I would definitely be open to the possibility of this meat being much more common than, you know, normal meat where you have to kill an animal. It would be really great if we could still eat, you know, quote, real meat that doesn't come from a, you know, quote, real animal. I think that would be cool. What do you think? And that is it. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.